Yo, today's QOD is whatever it is, you can do it. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Mel Robbins on the show today. And I played this clip a couple times in the past. And I love it because it's just so true. You know, for those of us who know what we want, we actually already know how to get it. The blueprint is already there. Like somebody has already done it before. And if somebody's done it before, then they did it a certain way, and you can do it that way as well. I mean, it's not going to be exact, of course. Nobody's path is exactly the same, but the basic plan is there. You just got to follow it. You just got to make time for it. And you also, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, you also have to accept the fact that you are a miracle, and you're here for a reason. And part of that reason is to have the life that you really want to have. And you know how to do that already. It's just a matter of doing it. Mel Robbins, she's coming up.
In life, in any situation, whether you're talking about growing your company, growing your bank account, getting in a relationship, getting out of a relationship, getting something done at the school system that your kids are going to on behalf of your kids, whatever it is that you're up to in life, this is the only question that you need to ask yourself. Well, what is it that I want? Because the truth of the matter is, if you can answer that, you can have it. And the reason why you can have it is because these two things. I guarantee you, for anything that you want to do, whether it's make more money, get home earlier, so that you can spend more time with your family, get rid of the person that you're with, lose weight, get in shape, whatever it is, you can do it. I'm going to prove it to you. How many people in here would like to raise your hand if you'd like to lose weight or get in much better shape than you are right now? Come on, get it up. Let's go. I'm going to turn the lights on you people. Okay, great. Leave your hand raised if you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing to get that. See? You know what to do, and you're capable of doing it. You just don't want to. This is where the brain comes in. And you're going to find that this is true about everything. Everything that you want to do, that you want to accomplish, all those dreams that you have, all those financial goals that you have, all those business goals that you have, they are totally within your reach. And the only thing that is going to prevent you from getting them is the dumb crap that's in your head. And I'm going to show you what that means. And here's something that's also really cool. I want you to understand a little bit of context because things have changed radically in the last 10 years. Not only do you have the information that you need to do anything, because anything that you want to do, whether it's make more money, whether it's build your own algorithm and sell it for millions of dollars, whether it is to get a divorce, whether it's to write a book, whatever it may be that's on your mind that you want to accomplish, somebody else has already done it. They're probably blogging about it, or there's a couple dozen bestsellers that you can read and you'll get step-by-step instructions. You can also stalk people online that have done it. You can look at their Twitter feeds. You can check out their LinkedIn profiles. You can read the Business Insider articles that are about them that talk all about the way that their business was launched. There's the technology that helps you do the kinds of things you couldn't do 10 years ago. And there's also social acceptance. And so it is absolutely true. I am 100% convinced that if you decide there's something that you want to accomplish, you have everything you could possibly need to get it done. The only thing is you will stop yourself every single step of the way. And it's total bullshit. And let me tell you something. Scientists have crunched the numbers on the odds of you being born. And if anyone knows this statistic, do not shout it out because we're going to find somebody. And by crunching the numbers and the odds of you being born, they mean they went through the entire history of the world and took into account all of the natural disasters, all of the wars, all of the famines, everything. And they calculated the odds of you being born to the parents that you got on the day that you were born with the DNA structure that you have. What do you suppose those odds are? Dante, stand up. Can you guys give him a round of applause? Because he's like, oh, God, not me. They're like, thank God it's him and not me. Okay, so what do you think the odds are? What's your birthday?
You're July.
28th. July? July 28th, 71. I'm older than you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. July 28th, 1971. What do you think the odds are? What are your parents' name?
What are their names?
Uh-huh.
Dorothy and Claude.
Dorothy and Claude. Very nice. So what do you think the odds are, Dante, of you being born to Dorothy and Claude on the day that you were born with the DNA structure that you got, given the entire history of the world?
Trillion to one.
Nope. That's one in 400 trillion, right? Mm-hmm. You're better at numbers than I am. Yes. You know what that means?
I'm a very lucky person.
You're a miracle. Like, you know what? What it means is all those things that you have cooking inside you, telling you, you know, I should do this. I should really do that. You know, I should. That's not those. It's they're saying that, like your insides are saying that because you're supposed to do it. It's that part of you that's talking to you. And it's never going to go away. And that's true for all of you, by the way. Those annoyings, I should, those things that you keep thinking about them because you're supposed to do something about it. Thank you. Then give him a round of applause, please. Because the truth of the matter is that getting what you want is actually really simple. But notice, I didn't say it was easy. And earlier I was talking about getting in shape or losing weight, and it's actually pretty simple, right? You pick a freaking program and you follow it. Any diet will work. The problem is you alter it. Any exercise program will work. The problem is you don't do it. That's what makes it hard. And that's true about everything in life. It comes down to knowing what you want and then making a plan. And then the real hard part, which is sticking to it. And I know you don't have time to do any of this stuff. And I'm going to start by explaining to you what the best practices are, and in particular, the best practices for this industry. And then I'm going to explain to you how your brain works and why the only thing that's standing between you and having whatever it is that you want and being more effective and making more money and being happier is your head. And not your head in terms of your thoughts. It's your head in terms of how it's wired and how living in modern life is screwing it up.
That was Mel Robbins. Her website is melrobbins.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Mel Robbins, guest speaker at 2014 EZE Client Conference. All right, my friend, be sure to tune in tomorrow because we're going to have Carolyn Mace on this show talking about your self-esteem. That's huge. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.